Right, it's 8:52 on Radio 1. Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here. We're Sony Radio Award winners. Got the gold last night, so we're celebrating. Rachel's knackered.
Papa!
Lovely, thank you. Right, let's do Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz.
It's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz. Sure. Only on Radio 1.
Here's a hostess who's drunk. It's Rachel.
Not drunk, I'm overly tired.
Hungover.
Yes. Right. Turn your text off.
Yep. Join us for the phones.
Put your phones in.
My phone is in my back pocket here.
Okay. No, give it to me.
Turn mine's in off. The news preparation
area. Thank you.
There you go.
Okay. So, okay, this is the runners and riders so far. Fourth place, Carrie, you're on 6 points. Third place you are. Joint second, Dom and Chris on 9. And in the lead is Dave with 11.
Hello.
So playing for the boys today, John Dealey from Preston. He was gutted last night at school.
I'm going to get to talk to a Preston fan.
Apparently Magaluf is his favourite holiday destination.
Really? Magaluf? How do you make Magaluf sound actually nice?
How deep does my voice sound
apparently
today?
Apparently Magaluf is his favourite holiday destination.
And for the girls, Claire Taylor, 23, from Liverpool. She's an orthopist.
Orthopedist.
Hello.
Orthopist.
What's an orthopist?
Well, somebody who writes rubbish books when they're drunk.
Jocelyn, do you really spell it like that? O-R-T-H-O-P-T-I-S-T.
Orthopist.
How do you pronounce it?
Well, is it an ophthalmist? Are they the eye people?
No.
Optometrist?
With children and eyes. We'll ask her when she comes on. Shawshank Redemption's her favourite film.
Hang on a second. Jocelyn, say it in my ears how you say the word. Orthoptist.
Yeah. You're making it up.
That's not even a real job.
Whatever.
Orthopsis.
She's a drunk author. Let's get on with it.
Right, okay. Turn your papers over and we'll begin.
See, that's why you got the gold, for little jokes like that.
I selected these questions when I got home this morning, so God knows what they are.
Well,
right.
I've got a blank page of A4, Rach.
That's all right. You can just write them down then.
Great.
Okay, question number one. What kitchen item did Percy L. Spencer invent?
Come on, get it together, woman!
Say again.
What kitchen item did Percy L. Spencer invent in 1947?
Seriously, Rach, pull yourself together. You're about as literate as Spoony this morning. God's sake. Oh, by the way, he looked great last night. Did you see him?
Yeah, okay. Spoke to him.
Dressed in his little white outfit.
He looks smart.
Yeah. Which kitchen item did Percy L. Spencer invent in 1947?
Danone.
Which, by the way, for those of you who were too young, that's 13 minutes to 8. Thank you.
Question number two. What is the name of Donald Duck's girlfriend?
No, he had a girlfriend.
According to Rob DJ, he has.
I haven't read Heat this week. Donald Duck's girlfriend. I know his nephews. What?
Well, it's one of two.
You want question number three?
Yeah.
What does the D stand for?
I thought Donald Duck had a gay affair with Daffy.
No,
different ducks.
Really?
Mm.
What does the D stand for in Washington, D.C.?
Do me a favour.
What does the D stand for in Washington, D.C.?
Derek, Donald, Doug, Daffy. It stands for doesn't look like I'm going to get 5 out of 5 this week.
Right, number four. Yeah. What is French for duck?
Oh my God, seriously.
Did you pick these when you were drunk?
No.
My 2.5-year-old boy knows the answer to this. Because we taught him it in France.
It doesn't have to be spelt right,
no,
does it?
No.
I've written down something, right? It's either duck or it's a swear word.
Well, I'll have a look at your sheets while then.
Yeah, there is a swear word that you could have for that.
Okay, in that case, I ain't going to pronounce it. Because otherwise the listeners in France will be like, how dare you?
What is French for duck? That's question number four. Right, okay, last one. You can work this out during the tedious link. No. What letter is next in this sequence? Z, X, C, V, B, N. So what letter is next in this sequence, okay?
God's sake.
Z, X, C, V, B, N.
What the hell is that?
No points for working out. I just want an answer. So did that one again, right?
ZXCVBN.
What's the next letter?
Is that your driving? Is that your personal plate there, Dom?
You know that, don't you?
Dominic wanted a personal number plate. But he thought it'd be cheaper to just change his name legally to ZXCVBN. Thank you very much.
Those are jokes, folks.
Gold winner.
I can't tell whether it's a joke or you're just, again, just a chat. You see, that's what's so good.
Where do you come up with all this stuff?
Yeah.
Cards, Chiefs.
A few people saying that last night.
What?
So do you write it all? or do you really just sort of, you know, gob off and come up with it all? Or do you write it? What does it sound like?
Mm. I went out for dinner with some people the other day and met this bloke. I thought it was a bit rude. And he said, so what time do you work on the show before? And I went, oh, there's a team of people work on the show. All right, okay. And you just turn up and just talk and that's all you do? Yeah, that's all I do, is just turn up and ad-lib for 4 hours. Cheeky idiot. All right, lovely. Well deserved. Mm. Right, now are we going to wrap
let's
up these?
Play some music.
No, what about Robin?
We need to do the
quiz.
Answers.
All right, well let's do them quickly. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right then.
We got to do Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz because people will be hanging on, wanting to go to work. So.
It's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz, only on Radio 1.
All right, let's speak to our girl caller first.
Okay, she's on line 3.
Hello.
It's Claire.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
You all right?
I'm not bad, how are you?
Where are you from?
I live in Liverpool, and I'm from Cheshire.
Do you like Liverpool?
It's lovely, yeah.
It's wicked. Well, I think it's such a great place.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Brilliant nightlife.
Brilliant nightlife. out of 5, how many do you reckon you've got?
About 3.
3, okay. Listen, what did you get? How do you pronounce your job?
I'm an orthoptist.
Orthoptist, right. What is that?
Well, I mainly work with kids, and, you know, when they've got, like, a wandering eye, yeah.
Right.
Wandering eye, and if you see kids with patches on, I'm the cruel person who's done that.
Unless they're child pirates.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, okay.
Or fans of the singer Gabrielle.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, good luck. You're playing against John Dealey. Morning, John.
Good morning, Chris.
You all right, pal?
Yeah, well done for last night, mate.
Commiserate. You a Preston fan?
Yeah.
Commiserations, you know, but then...
I'm gutted, to be honest, mate.
I bet you are, fella. I didn't know which way it was going to go last night, so I'm delighted.
It's that referee, but, hey, you've got off our team anyway.
Mate, did you go to the game?
I did indeed, yeah.
Now, was it just me? That referee looked peed off from day point one, didn't he? He looked angry.
He was mad and whistling at everything and arms going everywhere.
You were on Soccer AM at the weekend?
I was indeed, yeah.
With Tim Love himself, Joy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'll tell you what, Jamie Redknapp was a top lad. We met him and he was just down to earth, sound guy.
Jamie Redknapp?
Yeah, he's a
Jamie,
good
Jamie Redknapp is brilliant.
Yeah, he's a really top guy.
I'll tell you what, you've got to see if you can get a free subscription to his magazine. It's the funniest thing in the world. It's a magazine for footballers and their families.
Was he really?
It's just full of expensive stuff that only footballers can afford.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Ben Bentleys and things like that.
Look at this brand new mobile phone. It's only £20,000. Yeah. What a bargain. Next page. Look at this ring. It's only £50,000.
Yeah.
He's a good lad and he's...
Yeah, he's a top guy.
All right, how many out of 5 do you reckon you've got, pal?
I think I've got 3, mate.
3, all right. Well, good luck. Let's go to Rachel for the answers.
Okay. Question number 1, what kitchen item did Percy L. Spencer invent in 1947? John.
Microwave.
Claire.
Microwave.
Dom.
Microwave.
Carrie.
Toaster.
Dave.
Electric kettle.
Chris.
Crap, I put sink.
The answer was the microwave.
Yay!
In 1947.
Very ahead of his time.
Yeah,
but we never had a microwave till 1986.
There wasn't microwavable food then, so what would you microwave?
Whatever. Question number 2. What is the name
of... We had a Betamax video recorder before we had a microwave.
What is the name of Donald Duck's girlfriend? Dom.
Daphne.
Carrie.
Lily.
Dave.
Daisy Duck.
Chris.
Do I have to put what I've written?
Yep.
Denise.
John.
Daisy.
Claire.
I said Daphne.
Correct answer is Daisy Duck.
Daisy Duck. Yeah, well done.
Question number 3. What does the D stand for in Washington, D.C.? Chris.
Oh, see, now I'm looking at John's answers and I'm thinking he's right.
What do you put?
I've put district.
John.
Democratic.
Claire.
District.
Dom.
Democratic.
Carrie.
I had no idea for Delaware.
Dave.
District.
The correct answer is district.
Yeah!
Columbia.
Oh, yes.
I got one right.
Question number four. What is French for duck? Dom.
Canard.
Carrie.
Canard.
Dave.
Canard.
Chris.
I'm not going to say it.
Let's
because I, you can see that I've written the word.
Oh, yes, you got that right. Okay.
Thank you.
Have you, you've put that, have you?
Yeah.
All right.
John.
Duck.
Le duck.
Claire.
Canard.
The correct answer is canard.
Now, can I just say that if you change that ever so slightly, it's a very rude French word.
Is it?
Yes.
Write down what it means.
Think of the most offensive swear word that you could say that would offend Carrie and Rachel, but it's the kind of word Justin would say after a few drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Right, last question. What letter is next in this sequence? Z, X, C, V, B, N. John. Claire.
F.
Dom.
M.
Chris.
M.
Carrie.
M.
Dave.
H.
The correct answer is M.
Yes!
They are letters on the bottom row of a keyboard.
That's right.
Oh, no.
That's right.
So,
big up yourself.
Anyone get 5 out of 5?
Yep, I did. Thanks for playing. Goodbye,
you
everybody.
You did not. What did you get?
I'll tell 2. You when I get to it.
All right, anybody at 4? 3?
Twa. Yeah.
Who's that?
I did 2.
So, Claire, all of you got 3.
Twa.
Carrie? You got 2.
What did you get, John?
2.
2. Well done, though, man. Claire, well done.
Thank you.
Now, you win for the girls today.
Brilliant.
All right. Yeah. Congratulations with your
orthoptist.
That's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
John, well done, pal. Sorry about last night.
No worries, mate. Have a good luck in the final. Well done, guys, for last night.
Cheers,
top
fella. Thank you, mate. Have a good day.
Cheers.
Bye-bye. So there you go. So that means that nothing really changes much in the scores, does it?
I'm going to do it in me, ramble bit.
All right. Rachel!
So these are the scores in the Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz. In third place, it's Carrie on 8. Joint second, Dom and Chris on 12, but 2 points in the lead. Dave with 14 points.
Hello.
Well done, Dave.